Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Richard Smith, who is writing for The Motley Fool, that is investment. However, he's an international lawyer who's practiced in some of the hottest spots on the planet right now, Moscow and Kyiv, among and Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Come to him because of an essay he's published, a fetching essay, The Tortoise and the Hare, otherwise known as The Tortoise, Bezos, the Hare, Musk, and the race to, well, it's not quite clear where they're racing. Musk would have it to be Mars. I believe the moon is our first stop. However, the question has been in front of us for some time. Bezos has Blue Origin, building the New Glenn rocket. Musk has SpaceX, building a lot of different things, but one of them is Starlink that pays for the efforts that he has at Boca Chica, for Super Heavy, for Falcon 9, certainly for Starship. Are they in a contest with each other? That is part of the joy of Richard's essay. We assume they are, but at the same time, they're going in different paths and they've chosen different paces. Therefore, Richard, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. This is wonderful. You write of the book about this race, but you're outside of it and you're looking in to the facts in the matter. Let's establish right away, Blue Origin and SpaceX, do they have the same mission, in your opinion, Richard, that, not the author's opinion, but yours? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Very similar missions. Yeah, both of them have the desire to make space more accessible and to make it possible for other companies to do business in space.
So they're monetizing. They're both monetizing.
Yes. And they're enabling other companies to do things in orbit.
The book is by Mr. Davenport, Musk, Bezos, and the Inside Story of the New $1 trillion Space Race. Trillion used to get my attention because it seemed too big to imagine, but it's so routine these days. Let's begin with Mr. Bezos, who's already made several trillion from his genius, started many decades ago, to sell things online. Bezos's Blue Origin is hard to see. It's not transparent, but you give a glimpse of it in one scene in the book, Mr. Davenport's book, of a factory with gleaming machines, endless expensive metrics taken, and the sense of nothing going on. Is that a sense you get of Blue Origin?
For most of its history, right, Blue Origin was founded 2 years before SpaceX. But we didn't really hear anything about what it was doing for the first decade and a half. First we really heard about it was when Blue Origin was competing with Sir Richard Branson at Virgin Galactic for who was going to get space tourists up to the edge of space first. By that time, SpaceX was already sending, you know, routinely sending orbital class rockets up and down and dropping off satellites and doing all sorts of things actually in space, not just, you know, visiting the edge of space and coming right back down.
SpaceX, on the other hand, is busy to the point of being frantic. Boca Chica, Texas has been the scene of some of the triumphs, not all of them. I think of the story, it's a legend, that in early days of SpaceX, they had such and such a budget and they'd failed three times. They were launching from the Marshall Islands, way out in the Pacific. And Musk got them together and they all thought they were going to be fired. They were in a sort of a rundown factory in Los Angeles in the industrial district. They thought, this is the end. We can't do it. We failed the third time. NASA won't give us a contract. And then he said, we're going to go for it. We've got such money left. Let's do it. There are some harebrained moments here, but they were successful the fourth time and they're here, suggesting that Elon Musk is a gambler, is suggesting that Mr. Bezos is not. What's your impression, Richard?
You know, I actually, years ago, I stumbled upon a gentleman by the name of Jim Cantrell. He was setting up his own rocket company at the time, Vector Aerospace. And as he told it, he was one of the first people with Musk, accompanied Musk to Moscow to try to buy the two ICBMs, if you recall that story, mm-hmm. his first attempt to go to Mars. The way he described it to me, Elon Musk does not envision the possibility of being able to fail. So to an extent, yes, he's a gambler. He gambled the last penny he had on that last fourth attempt to get the Falcon 1 into orbit. But maybe he's a gambler assuming that he is a sure thing. He doesn't think he can fail.
That is helpful. Now we move to Mr. Bezos, who is shrewd and extremely ambitious. Now he's stepped away from the day-to-day. Mr. Jassy does a good job. They've got a $2 or $3 trillion business that's growing. Mr. Bezos is not a gambler. What does he see in the future for Blue Origin and for spacefaring?
Mm-hmm. The motto of his company is Gradatum Ferociter. In Latin, it means step by step ferociously. So for, you know, since about 2000, when the company was set up, his objective has been to step-by-step move closer to space, not to take risks, to ensure that every part of the mission to get Blue Origin to orbit works, not to gamble on three failures and hope that the fourth try will be the charm. The first time he launched New Glenn, it went into orbit.
So. Yes, that does speak well for his approach, very mm-hmm. cautious, scrupulous. However, there is a race or not. I can't tell. Are they in a race with each other? Are they in a race with the attention of Mr. Trump right now? Are they in a race with the Chinese? Is there a race at all, Richard? What is your impression?
Yes, I think there is a race. I mean, think back to the first time that Elon Musk landed the Falcon 9. This was, I think, about a decade ago. The Falcon 9 was not, at the time, a reusable rocket. It would go up, it would be expended, and he'd have to build a new rocket and send that up. But he had tried multiple times to bring the Falcon 9 back down again, the first stage of the Falcon 9, and land it on a barge at sea. Problem with landing at sea is the sea is moving all the time. Makes it really hard. Second problem was that as an orbital class rocket, the Falcon 9 moves really, really fast when it's coming back down. So he had two difficult problems to try and surmount. At the same time, Jeff Bezos at Blue Origin had been launching his tiny New Shepard rocket, who is about the same size as a Falcon 1. And he wanted to use this, make it reusable for sending tourists, again, to the edge of space and back. He was able to land it on land, which, again, not moving around like the water. And it was a much slower moving rocket, also making it easier. He was able to land his rocket back on Earth before Elon Musk was able to successfully land the Falcon 9 back on Earth. This was a race, you know. He was one-upping Elon Musk.
Right.
A month later, Musk decided, oh, okay, if you're going to do it the easy way, I can do that too. And he landed the Falcon 9 on land. And then he tried again, and he eventually got it to land on the barge at sea. Repeatedly. And he's done dozens, maybe more than 100 landings now. But yes, they were definitely having a contest. They were definitely racing each other.
And then there are the courts. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the competition about the human landing system. That is the moon lander.
Yeah.
And that the contest is not done, I believe. It was just reopened again mm-hmm. By the temporary administrator at NASA. And the contest is about who's going to get the NASA contract to land on the moon. Yeah. Is that a personal contest with them? I mean, the way you describe it, it's mano a mano here.
Mm-hmm. Another contest. Initially, and this was something I was surprised to learn myself from reading the book, Blue Origin had the lead when there was the initial contract to develop the lander awarded. Blue Origin was awarded multiple times more money than SpaceX was. So apparently Blue Origin was assumed a lock to win this contract, but it didn't. Jeff Bezos bid too high of a price. I believe, if memory serves, roughly twice what SpaceX bid, and SpaceX won the contract. And then SpaceX won a second contract to build a second HLS. And finally, Congress awarded extra funds and Blue Origin was awarded a contract as well. So last I checked, there are now three contracts that have been awarded to build landers and land on the moon. Two of them going to SpaceX, one of them going to Blue Origin. The question now is, can anyone get it done before China does? And so the competition has been sort of reopened. Anybody who thinks they can do it faster than SpaceX or Blue Origin is welcome to make an offer to NASA to do that.
Wonderful. The tortoise and the hare are always looking around in case there's a new hare. What is SpaceX's secret when we come back with Richard Smith, writing for The Motley Fool, the investment site, but also observing a new book about Bezos, Musk, and the contest for contest between trillionaires.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.